The Matildas have missed out on the Tournament of Nations over there, Jim.
Right.
In Argentina. The Matildas beat...
I think you might find that it's in America.
In America.
Oh, yeah.
Went to Alex's house.
That's it.
He's a different cat. We all know that.
He is.
He's got a beautiful little dog, half German, half shepherd. No, I can't think of what it was, but a beautiful... You know, he wouldn't know who he's playing on.
Yeah.
He would not. He'd just go out there and he'd... No, they had some great fullbacks. Yep. Oh, no, Scott Turner.
Tickle
good,
Turner.
Yeah, good bloke. Scotty.
You eventually got there. Who else?
The backup tape almost played then, I reckon.
We'll go to a song in a minute.
Okay, so Tom Selleck's playing Melton Bond.
All right, there you go.
And for Bill, I mean, you were back and you're probably a bit fitter back then.
Yeah, Jason Stratham.
Jason Statham.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, I mean, we could get Stratham for cheap.
Every time, Bill.
Jim, I don't listen to you, so yeah, good luck with
that. And look how you're going.
I'm one out, one back. I'm going beautifully, ready to swamp.
If you did, ready to what?
Swamp. Because Chautauqua now has developed a case of yips.
Oh.
Yippity yips, Jim.
Right.
The yips, even.
Even the yips. So, guess how many million people will be in Australia as of tonight?
I don't know, 30, 25.
25? Tonight, we hit the $25 million, million mark.
Welcome to you, Bill.
Hey, g'day, Jim. Great to see you. G'day, listeners. G'day, you. Right. Bianca and Carla.
Oh, just those two?
They're there.
Right.
The fighter, the MFA.
Oh, no.
What's his name?
Saint UFC. MFA. What's MFA. That, the fire department, isn't it?
Take the warning seriously, yes, because there are going to be some significant...
No, there are. Trees falling down, it, Jim, Bill, where there's a lot of trees. So just be careful there. Well, they wouldn't fall down here.
Trees falling down where there are a lot of trees.
Well, out at Lilydale and all that area, Jim. Yes. Yeah. Jill here jumped out.
Oh, she did love
and it. And she, the adrenaline goes straight to you. Apply before September 30. So you got, 17 days, I think?
And how do you do it, Bill?
Actually, you got a month and 17 days, Jim.
Oh, no.
Makes it tough now. You're 11 and 9, 10th on the ladder. Do you look at all the ladder, all the things that can happen? I had it before the show. I'd worked out what the word is.
What was that? The ladder predictions?
No, that can happen. All the different things that can happen.
I have one more go at it, Bill, I reckon.
No, but all those different things. Can you work
you mean
out?
Permutations?
Permutations. That's a word, Ego.
Good word, Bill.
$450.
Yes, it is, Bill, or even $439.
Yeah,
So, hence 133.53. You haven't got another cramp.
No.
Oh, look at him.
You do.
He's cramped again. Look at you. You're just sitting on a chair, Bill. How can you cramp?
Well, I've got no salt in me, Jim.
Haven't you?
No. Hawthorne's James Warpole.
Warple.
75%, Jim.
That's three quarters of the price off.
That's a lot of discount.
Apply
before September 30, Jim. Where do I go to?
MBAVtraining. Don't go about these ads like you used to over at the old Dead Station.
Oh, Jim.
These ads need some sizzle.
ABC.
No, MBAVtraining. But when you walk on, you mean business.
I know, you're ready to
go. Onto the court is business.
So he walks.
Jack Gunston coming in here shortly doesn't wander out onto the ground with bloody flip-flops on.
No.
Change into his footy boots.
That's Hacienda's. So,
oh, no.
Bit of footy. I know they're coming in later, Damo and Brian,
yes,
of course.
Please.
But just a little bit here just to taste your whistle. St Kilda.
Yes. Which one are you going
for
there, Bill?
Write that down, Maddie, please.
Wet your whistle.
Right.
Or taste your buds. Oh. Nathan Brown.
Oh, and that.
You know what day it is, Jim?
What?
Wednesday, 15th of August. It's gone quick the year, hasn't it?
Thursday, the 16th of August, by the way.
Oh, I'm looking at Wednesday, the
15th. Oh, no. Former Wallaby and all the rest of it.
Oh, yes, Jim. And?
Bill.
Well, give me a synopsis.
I beg your pardon?
Give me a succinct the show, Jim. Succinct it, please, now.
A synopsis.
Yes. Let me open the batting here, and I have got a million idea, actually a 100 million idea, Jim.
What was that?
What's a $100 million idea?
Matty, just hit the record button. All right.
Yeah, and
what? Moon?
You're going well, Jim.
Coming.
Yeah, moon's in next.
Had not enough O's in smooth, you, for that segue.
All right, 133353, Jim. Yes. This is the next phone poll.
Oh!
Now, we just heard from Lawrence.
The next phone poll.
What I like about this is that you guys you've received 8,000 entries, but, and they've got to be true, don't they?
Yep.
Hence the title.
I don't think he has a question. I don't want to keep him going, because I don't think he actually has a question.
No, it's a statement.
It is actually Bill's method, where he'll just do a sentence and ask
and
for
hope
some clarity.
Picks it up.
Hope for some clarifying.
That's why I wanted us to step back and go, wow, right, let's
Bill,
watch the man in the wilderness.
You know, we're going to just reduce ourselves now to one-word answers to see if you do have a question. So, yes, Bill, that's the name of the show.
Righto. And you get 8,000 entries.
Yep.
You do not go through them. You get some poor old Nipsies to go through them all.
Statement.
So, wait for it.
Yep.
So then when you're on the show, your reactions are real.
Statement.
Yes or no?